Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright Podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. One of the reasons I keep saying it's so important to start building a mailing list right away is because of what I'm going to talk about today. Building hype for your book before its release. This is one of the top 10 reasons your book is going to be a huge success, as we discussed in episode 90. It's best to start several months before the release, so that you can reach as many people as possible with your message. Now, several months may seem early to you, but remember, even 6 months, while that may be half your entire time frame for writing the book, is really nothing in the grand scheme of things. You've seen movies being promoted and hyped a year or more in advance. So, 6 months out, post to social media occasionally. Tweet about major milestones, such as your first draft being completed, first major round of editing being completed, book cover designed, etc. Then, several weeks or a month out, pick a release date. Make sure it's a realistic date, then make every effort to stick to it. In other words, if you have a final version of your manuscript in hand, but you don't have a cover design yet, and you haven't formatted it yet for publication, don't announce a release date of next week. Likewise, if you think you might be able to get everything done in a month, but your schedule for the next month is very busy, give yourself an extra month just to make sure all the details are attended to. So, what do you post and send to your mailing list in order to build buzz? Well, everything related to your book. Of course, while you're writing it, you probably won't have something to send out every single day, and there may still be many unknowns. For example, you may not even have a title or an ending. But do your best to keep readers in the loop, and even involve them. Let them have a say in what happens in the book. Ask for feedback. Hold a character naming contest. Anything that's memorable and draws attention to what you're writing. Just get creative. Many authors will set up social media pages under one of their characters' names and tweet or post updates as that character, even interact with that character through postings and comments. But as an added incentive for people to join your mailing list, send exclusive content to those who subscribe. For example, put a teaser excerpt on Google+, but send the entire excerpt to your mailing list. They'll appreciate it, and they'll feel like they're part of an elite insider group. Remember, your mailing list is your best way for communicating with your audience directly. On social media and blogs, you can post, but your followers may or may not see that posting. Sure, not everyone on your mailing list reads every single thing you send, but everything you send does end up in their inbox, so it grabs their attention better. And as a final step, create an event on Facebook. Call it your book release party. You can either literally throw a release party at your home, or just have it online, or both. If it's an online party, invite all your followers to purchase the book online on a certain day, possibly even a certain time, for a discounted price. Set up a Google Hangout to talk live to attendees. Converse with your Twitter followers. Obviously, these are just some ideas, and there are many other things you can do. But the important thing is to make the date official, then spend several weeks really spreading the word. Once the book's been published and the first round of copies have been sold, and you're sweeping up the streamers from the floor of your living room, remember that you still have a ways to go, and that was just the beginning. But if you diligently used all of the great promotional strategies you have at your disposal, not much will change. Just keep doing what you're doing, and while you're doing it, start working on your next book. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywright.com/authors. dreamplaywright.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Playwright podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.